Well, up next on the show, the investigation into the tragic Air India flight AI-171 crash in Ahmedabad, which killed about 270 people, has sparked several theories. Experts suggest a rare dual-engine failure, possibly because of fuel contamination, a bird strike, though the latter is less likely as the Boeing 787 is designed to fly on a single engine. Improper flap settings and failure to retract landing gear also under scrutiny, with CCTV footage showing the plane struggling to gain altitude. Some speculate sabotage, citing political tensions, but there's no evidence which confirms this. Black box data, which is being read now, is expected to provide some clarity. But is it happening soon enough? Joining us, Captain Amit Singh and Sanjay Lazar. Thank you both very much for being with us. Captain Singh, let me come to you first. It's not yet been a month, but did you expect there to be perhaps better communication from the government or the investigators, not the government? You know, I mean, the government isn't part of this per se, but the investigators about where exactly they are in the process of investigations.
Well, as a matter of routine and protocol, the investigation begins the moment the team arrives there to collect evidence. And the first information is given by the company or the CEO, who is the accountable manager. Along with the accountable manager should be a technical specialist, ideally a safety manager, who basically tries to convince people that the aircraft was airworthy, the crew were trained, etc. None of this communication happened. So that's why there's a lot of speculation going on. After that, AIB takes over. AIB takes over the evidence. That is a preliminary investigation. And it is not the formal investigation, but the preliminary is only collection of evidence, securing of the site, and classifying whether it was an accident or a major accident. In this case, it was a major accident, seeing the enormity of the death and the damage. And again, a family assistance program starts immediately, which means every family is assigned a member, not only to give psychological assistance, but also to brief them about the progress of the case, which means they need to know what happened and why their family members were snatched away in this manner. So none of this communication is formally being given by AIB.
Right.
So the narrative is to be set by AIB, not by the ministry or the PIB, which is coming out with briefings.
So, I think, so well, that's important.
Charge, that is the question.
Yeah. So perhaps more information from the right quarters. Sanjay, a leading American expert, somebody who's a lawyer and has worked a great deal in aviation, has actually suggested that there could be a larger problem with the Boeing 787, perhaps a software glitch which resulted in the engines rolling back power. Do you believe that this is a theory that needs to be looked at closely? Sanjay, you're on mute. Can you just unmute yourself?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Vishnu, thanks for having me. I was on your NDTV yesterday, and I heard the minister actually talking of sabotage, the Minister of State.
Yeah.
And I was a little shocked that the minister should come out to make such a statement. But, you know, be that as it may, this is for the AAIB to look into and get into, you know, the specifics and then communicate to the NIA and look at those aspects. As far as the American, you know, I've also read that article where they believe there was a software glitch. This is something that they should have reported to the NTSB and, you know, not put out in newspapers now. And that obviously will be listened into now that it's come in the domain of public domain, you know, for the AIB to look at and the DGCA, obviously the NTSB and the FAA. But I do believe that, you know, there is something, I won't say sinister, but there is something seriously wrong with this. And Captain Amit is right. There's literally been no transparency. They're not following. You know, Annexure 13 lays out what, you know, aircraft accident incident investigation is about. There's 9756, which is a manual of the accident incident investigation, and 9156. They're not following things that are laid down by, you know, international organizations. And that is a little troubling to me. You know, some days you have the minister speaking, some days you have PIB speaking, some days you have the DGCA saying something, but you're not actually hearing the AIB, and they should have, you know, put somebody left, right, and center in front. Also, if you notice, in the US, the NTSB has its own spokesperson. When there are accidents being investigated, the NTSB comes out and speaks. You don't hear the FAA, you don't hear the president's, you know, speaker or anybody else talking. So this is what I find very unusual in this. And I believe that they need to start talking a little bit more, do their investigations in time, follow the protocol and the timelines laid down by ICAO and, you know, the manual.
Sure.
But, you know, communicate. Communicate a bit better.
Amit, my question was on that potential of a software glitch, which results in the engine power possibly rolling back. Apparently, there was an ANA flight many years back which landed, and upon landing, the engines rolled back on power. And this was something which was rectified. Can you tell us about that scenario and whether that is something that needs to be considered in the case of this aircraft?
Well, that scenario was corrected. The All Nippon flight, after landing, when they selected thrust reversers, both engines shut down basically. So that is kind of a protection system in the engines. But the logic for that is the aircraft has to be on ground. The thrust levers have to be idle for that to be activated. In this case, the aircraft was in takeoff mode, which means thrust lever were not at idle and the aircraft was airborne or getting airborne. So the likelihood of that anomaly triggering is very remote. I don't rule out, because there could be endless permutation combinations of softwares, interfaces and anomalies, because it is not very certain that this aircraft was fault-free. There were faults in this aircraft, and any number of faults, which may be low-level, low-grade faults, if they interact with the systems of engine control and other software, could lead to such a situation.
Yeah.
So that is the protection basically being activated inadvertently.
Right. Sanjay, you know, I mean, it's not yet been a month, but do you believe that, you know, the government or the investigators just have to come out with a preliminary report, that any delay is not going to be tolerated? They can come out with a final report at any time, but a preliminary report has to be out as soon as possible. Again, Sanjay, again, you're on mute.
Vishnu, I would have believed that typically they should have come out, you know, within the first 30 days with some sort of preliminary report. Given the delay that they took to, you know, download and decode the black boxes, I'd imagine it'll take still 5 or 10 or maybe 15 days away. But nevertheless, I do want to see the AAIB coming out in front of this and talking to the public and letting them know exactly what happened. And the software glitch you're talking about was that, you know, the FADEC, which is under investigation, I'm told, even by the AAIB. I believe there is, this lawyer has reported it to the government of India. So I think, you know, there may be something there. We'll have to just wait and see. But I want to see more transparency. I'd like to see a preliminary report and let the final report take its own time, because there's a lot of nervousness in the market. People are getting scared of flying on 787s, you know, completely unfounded. I'm currently in Canada and I've actually flown from Bombay to London on a 787 and Dublin to Toronto on 787. And I really found nothing wrong with them. So,
yeah,
you know, I think they're very safe.
All right. Well, let's hope that that is the case, because, you know, this is not just about Air India. It's about Boeing as well. And if there is a systemic issue, then that impacts any number of hundreds of these airliners across the world. Air travel across the world would be very badly impacted, not just in India. And of course, if it's Air India and Air India alone, even then, you know, the impact would be substantial. There would be fixes which need to be made. We don't really know what's happened. We really do need to come out or take a look at that report, even if it's a preliminary one right now. Thank you, gentlemen, very much for being with us.